The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Okay, artichokies, this is the day of Ray. It's a whole day where we're going to talk about some of the devotionals that come from my good friend Ray Bentley. It is a fantastic day. It's Wonderful Wednesday, by the way. And the first thing we're going to ask you is, are you ready for what is next? Because there's something next coming. Plus, we review the two most profound words that you will hear this week. And finally, we pull out the great truth from Jesus on how to find joy in the midst of hard times.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. All three things are very good. Politics, entertainment, and current events, all those three things not that great. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Any topic is open for conversation. Because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you right off the bat. Don't forget about our website, hemustincrease.org. Also, for those who are getting into Twitter, it's pretty simple. David Spoon, at Spoon Experience, because my handle. There we go. I will let you know that on hemustincrease.org there is that new interview up there. You're welcome to go and check it out and listen to it. If you have 28 minutes to do nothing, you have that opportunity to check it out. Let's talk about today. Today is the day of Ray. Ray Bentley, a good friend. He's really more responsible for this show than any of you would know, since he's the one that called me up and said, get back on radio. He's just a great man of God, senior pastor at Maranatha Chapel in Escondido, California. So we're going to take some of his devotionals and put them together, and it is super sweet. Not quite as sweet as the fact that today is National Jelly Bean Day. That's right, National Jelly Bean Day. Isn't that great? I mean, let's be honest, now that they have Jelly Bellies, it's just like the greatest ever. We love it. It's also April Showers Day. It's pretty funny if you understand that it's raining. Here's the thing. If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring? Of course, they bring pilgrims. Everybody knows that. I was taking my walk earlier today. I've been walking every day, and they said it won't rain here in Rockwall County till 9 o'clock, so I left at 7:15. Guess what? They were wrong. In the last two miles of the walk I went on, nothing but rain. But I feel well-watered, so that's good. Also, today is In God We Trust Day. On April 22nd, 1864, Congress passed an act allowing for In God We Trust to begin appearing on U.S. coins. So you know how they always say, In God We Trust is only 50 years old. That hasn't been around very long. That's so wrong, it's not even funny. It was the same year. It actually appeared newly minted on the 2-cent piece way back in the day, just in case you're wondering. A couple things else to tell you, and then we'll get into our first review, our first teaching. For those that do not know, on this day in 1993, the Holocaust Memorial Museum was dedicated in Washington, D.C. Also, for those who are television fans, two things. One, in 1978 on this day, the Blues Brothers made their first appearance on Saturday Night Live. If you remember that, then you're old like me, and I'm just laughing at you. In 1952, on this day, the first nationally televised atomic bomb explosion. The United States exploded a bomb in Nevada, allowing the image to be transmitted coast to coast. That was on television. Now, this will blow your mind. I am not making this up, okay? In 1986, on this day, the first released genetically altered virus. A genetically altered virus was released in the environment, and it was approved by the Department of Agriculture. It was created in order to fight a form of herpes affecting swine and pigs. And then the next day, Joy Behar was born. Finally, in 1994, on this day, first left-handed heavyweight boxing champion Michael Moore defeated Evander Holyfield for the title. Why that's important is because I actually saw Michael Moore live. Pretty fascinating. Going to a boxing match. I know many of you are like, boxing, that's not good. But for me, I really enjoyed it, and it was a treat for my kids, so I really appreciate that. All right, let's get into it. I want to know something. Really important. One, I want to make sure the sound is good. So, Tierra, let me know how the sound's going. And number two, are you ready for what's next? That's my question for you. Are you ready for what's next? This comes from Ray Bentley. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Imagine yourself in Abraham's position, 75 years old, and God said to him, Abraham, I've got a whole new and exciting adventure for you. He wasn't young. He had strong community ties and responsibilities, but Abraham took a risk, leaving it all behind. He had grasped an important principle. The goal is not to be comfortable, and it's not to build a kingdom here on earth and then work towards a retirement. Abraham regarded himself as a sojourner and a pilgrim passing through, following God on a remarkable journey of faith toward the ultimate goal, his eternal heavenly home. Listen to this. Abraham lived by faith. He had to, or he wouldn't have been able to follow God so faithfully. Boy, if that is not one of the best devotional lines. Listen to that. Abraham lived by faith. He had to, or he wouldn't have been able to follow God so faithfully. The Bible even describes Abraham as a friend of God in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7. Undoubtedly because he talked with God on a regular basis. He trusted God and listened to him. So then one day when God told him he was going on a journey to a new place called the Promised Land, Abraham went. He trusted his friend, his God, and he had no fear in obeying him, no matter how great and unimaginable the adventure may be. Whatever your age, don't be surprised if God has a whole new adventure for you. You might be young. You might just be getting started. You might be raising a family. You might be established in a job, or you might be older, like Abraham. Don't be afraid of what is next. And then Ray writes at the bottom, I pray for that kind of faith as I grow older, that I will never settle for comfortable when God has so much more for us. A couple things out of this devotional. Is that great devotionals or what? This guy, top notch. I love Ray. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that Abraham was not a young dude. And in his not young dudeness, God said, hey, I have a plan, I have a journey, I have something I want to do. You want to tag along and come for the adventure? And Abraham was like, yep. And God took Abraham on a fantastic journey, showing him not only himself and not only his power, but things that God had been planning on doing, and even in creating a nation that would come out of him from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob's sons. Here, listen to this. This line that he says he trusted his friend, his God, and he had no fear in obeying him, no matter how great or unimaginable the adventure may be. That requires active faith. So here's a question. This is the question that's asked in the devotion. Are you ready for what's next? I understand people are, well, we're locked down, so I don't know what's next, or we can't go anywhere. We're at a stay-at-home position. I get it, right? But unless the trumpet comes next, there's something else that's next. And are you ready? Are you full of faith, ready to go when God says, let's go on this journey? You have to live by faith. You have to, or you won't be able to follow God faithfully. You have to be a person that believes. Because if you're a person that disbelieves, nothing is going to appear, and you're going to go nowhere. So the question comes down to, are we ready? I have no idea, personally, what's going to happen 1 minute from now, let alone 1 hour, or 1 day, or month, or year. But God does. And if I walk on a journey with Him, I know that He will guide my path. Does that mean there won't be rough times? Ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Somebody should read Acts 27 to see how Paul, when he was called to Rome to witness for Christ, had more journey issues than anybody can imagine. There might be 9 different notations of him having a struggle in the journey. But he was exactly where God wanted him so that he can testify when God wanted him to who God wanted him to, and with the power that God wanted him to. So here's what I'm going to say to you as a brother, as a co-laborer, a fellow brother in the Lord, just keeping it as simple as possible. Be loaded up on faith because there's something next that's coming. And God will open the door, and He will make the way, and He will show the path. But like Abraham, we have to be willing to go, even if we're old, even if we're young, even if we're settled. No matter what position or station of life you're in, be ready to go with God for what's next. Because what He has next is fantastic. And you want to know why I can say that? Because God is fantastic. And I can count on Him and on His character to journey with me and to bring the next thing into my life, which will be full of His grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary, and he doesn't even know why he's legendary. And when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, easy way to do it. You can text us at 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. Let us know what you think of the show and different things like that. I do have a trivia question. Yesterday we asked what the fourth commandment was out of the Ten Commandments. Today we're asking what the fifth commandment was out of the Ten Commandments. What was the fifth commandment, the one in between? Most people don't realize this, but the first three deal between mankind and God. The fourth one deals really for the person more than anything else. And the last six deal with us towards humanity. Three to God, one to yourself, six to people. A really kind of a cool breakdown if you get into the theology of it. But what was the fifth commandment? 214-210-8483. That's where you want to text to give us the answer. That's the only way we can let you know. We'll give you the heads-up answer towards the end of the show. I do want to encourage you that on the website, hemustincrease.org, 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 email David at hemustincrease.org, and Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on up, to the sun, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Men of God Moving, Johnny Hill, menofgodmoving.com. I'll let you know that before the show today, at 1 o'clock, Johnny and I had a chance to talk for 29 minutes. So as long as we've talked in like the last week and a half, and he's going to put together a sound file for us, and we're going to hopefully play it, some things that he wants to share. But we just had a great talk, encouraging one another, and I'm telling you, Johnny has just been a blessing in my life, and he's on fire for the Lord. And if you've got some moving needs, and I'm not, they're an essential service. If you've got some moving needs and you've got to relocate, they can help you. MenofGodMoving.com. menofgodmoving.com. You can reach them directly on their website or go to our website, hemustincrease.org, and connect that way, or call them at 817-707-7672. That's 817-707-7672. All right, before we continue with our Day of Ray, and what we're doing are four devotionals that I picked that came from Ray Bentley. He's the senior pastor of Maranatha Chapel, fantastic man of God, and his insights are just stellar, and we're sharing some of those and doing our best. I do want to remind you about the Christian DNA, and it's important to me that you guys catch this, And if there's a few things you get from this show that you really hang on to, I hope this is one of them. D for DNA, draw closer to the Lord. That's the D. D. And never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of Jesus and his words, ever. No matter what the world says, no matter what the television says, no matter what your family says, no matter what your siblings or your children or anybody else say, never be ashamed. And A, always, always, always be ready. Always be ready. Draw closer to the Lord, D, N, never be ashamed, A, always be ready. That's the Christian DNA. All right, last chance before I go into the teaching, just in case you want to get your answer in. What is the fifth commandment? You can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You're welcome to do so. Here is the next teaching. Two of the most profound words ever spoken. These will be two of the most profound words you hear the entire week. This comes out of Acts chapter 23, verse 11. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." Two of the most profound words ever spoken were given to a tired, hurting man in a desolate prison. Paul visited Jerusalem hoping for massive acceptance of the gospel by his fellow Jews. He even observed the traditional 7 days of purification rites with his Jewish friends and paid for all the expenses. But his hopes were dashed when visiting Jews from Asia recognized him and spread the word. "Men of Israel, help us. This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against our people and about our law and about this place." A violent mob broke out, leaving Paul beaten and bloodied until he proclaimed his Roman citizenship. That stalled the ugly mood of the crowd, so he began to preach the resurrection of Jesus. But another violent riot broke out, and the commander in charge was afraid Paul was going to be ripped to pieces, so he put him in jail. He was bruised, he was beaten, and surrounded by people who wanted to kill him. Paul received the greatest encouragement possible. The Lord appeared to him and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." Tharseo, the Greek word for courage here, means take heart. Jesus used this word frequently to the paralytic. He said, "Take heart, your sins are forgiven," in Matthew 9:2. To the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you," Matthew 9:22. To the frightened disciples on the Sea of Galilee, he said, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid," Matthew 14:27. On the eve of his crucifixion, he told his disciples, "Take heart, I have overcome the world," John 16:33. This is his word to all of us, no matter how feeble or flawed we are, whatever the difficulty, whatever the circumstances, Jesus says to us, "Take heart, I will be there." This devotion, just so you can know, can change the way you face disappointment. One thing I've learned, and I'm not a genius, I'm just a person who's been a Christian for a little bit, almost 42 years, and I've learned that disappointment only has to have a one-letter change to become his appointment. You see, to take the D on disappointment and make it an H, and it goes from disappointment to his appointment. And while we go through things and we look at them and we think, well, this should be like this. This should turn out like this. I should get a favorable response here. People should just come in droves and love me for this. While we have that in our mind, that is often not how it breaks down or how it really comes about. But what we need to do is take courage. Take heart, because Jesus, ready, is with us. I know it doesn't look the way we think it should look, and I'm going to bet donuts to dollars, yes, I said that, that the disciples, when Jesus was getting crucified, were thinking, this is not going the way we thought this would go. But ironically, it was going exactly as the Father wanted it to go. And while it looked horrible, and don't tell me it didn't look horrible, it was actually beautiful in its own way, because Jesus' pain and his crucifixion and the abuse he took paved the way for you and I to be able to spend eternity with God through his actions and through his sacrifice. And while on the appearance it looks like one way, in the truthfulness of the kingdom of God, it's a whole nother way. Jesus made an open door for you and I to access the presence of the Father anytime we want, not just going into the temple, but into the Holy of Holies. Hebrews chapter 10, verse, chapter 10, 19 through 22, talk about Jesus making a new and living way for us to access the presence of the Father. And while it didn't appear, while that crucifixion was going on, to be awesome, it was, in fact, super duper awesome. So what you and I can know is that even if we testify and it doesn't go the way we think it should go, and even if we share, and even if we pray, and even if we're saying things and people are rejecting, or people are mocking, or people are ridiculing, it doesn't matter. Jesus is right next to us saying, take courage. I'm right here with you. And it's funny, because we think we need acceptance from everybody around us. But the only opinion, the only judgment that truly is valued is God's opinion and God's judgment. And when you do what he wants, no matter how it looks to you, you get to rejoice and take courage and take heart in knowing he's right there with you. No matter how hurting, no matter how bruised, no matter how beaten, he will not abandon you and he will not forsake you. So take courage. Okay? All right. The answer, by the way, several people are correct. Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you, and that you might live long on the earth. Great job, people. Excellent work. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I. God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so by sending a text to 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. And we do have another trivia question we're going to drop in your direction. Here it comes, crafted by Aaron. The Israelites worshipped what idol while Moses was away getting the tablets? Crafted by Aaron, the Israelites worshipped what idol? What did it look like while Moses was away getting the tablets? Text 214-210-8483 if you think you know the answer. Additionally, let's talk about the website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Our email, david@hemustincrease.org. You're always welcome to send me an email. We read all of our emails, even the ones that are full of fire that we get from time to time. And you are more than welcome, by the way, to go to the website, and you can always fill out a form on the website if you don't want to do an email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our next ministry partner. Kimberly Ellis. I had a chance to text with Kimberly today. And so as you guys know, Kimberly works for Fathom Realty. And I want you to be aware that whether you're a first-time buyer or an experienced investor, foreclosures, short sales, it doesn't matter. All you got to do is connect to her. You can contact her, 903-48-HOMES. Now watch this. It's really complex. Got to use a lot of thinking. 903-48-HOMES. You're welcome to talk to her. It doesn't cost any money to talk to her. There's no requirements if you talk to her. She's talking to people. I did mention to you that Tony's brother, that Tony's her husband, he had passed, and so they've been going through that process, but they're doing starting to pick up the pieces, and I want to encourage you to reach out to Kimberly. You can always pray for them, which I think is an excellent idea as brothers and sisters in the Lord, but if you have anything going on in the real estate realm, Kimberly Ellis is who you want to talk to. 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. The Holmes, H-O-M-E-S. Holmes. Okay. Here is our next Day of Ray devotional. And you know, as I build these up and as they grow, they get better and better and better. And this one is called Joy in Hard Times. We have a listener named Joy. She should appreciate that. Joy in Hard Times. Oh, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus was in a tough place. What does that mean? Towns where he had performed miracles, where blind received sight and the lame walked, and those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead were raised, and the good news are proclaimed to the poor. Towns where he had done mighty and powerful works, they rejected Jesus. When it says that he was having a tough time, it's that he was in a tough place, sorry. That means that he was in a place where they were not responsive to his work and to what he was doing. These cities did not attack Jesus Christ. They did not drive him from their gates. They did not seek to crucify him. They simply disregarded him. Oftentimes, neglect can kill as much as persecution. William Barclay said that. Jesus cried out to them, "Woe to you! Woe to you! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." That's what Jesus said in Matthew 11:21. He grieved over their indifference. Did you hear that? He grieved over their indifference. And yet, in the middle of this heartbreaking scenario, Jesus prayed to his Father. "O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike." He thanked and praised the Father, the Lord of heaven, and he trusted in the Father's plans even when things weren't lining up. You get that? He does powerful work, and he does them in a city, and the people, instead of responding to Jesus, whatever. That's the whatever. They were indifferent. They were neglecting it. When he was proclaiming, just keep in mind that Jesus is not a heralder. He's not just a person who makes proclamation. He's the creator. He's not giving them a really good message and a really good moral process. He's telling them that this is it. I'm your guy. It either goes through me or it doesn't happen. I mean, John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me." And they were indifferent. But he thanked and praised the Lord of heaven, and he trusted in his Father's plan even when things weren't lining up. Did you get that? He trusted in the Father's plan even when things weren't lining up. The source of Jesus' great joy was his absolute trust in the Father's plan. Did you hear that? Somebody needs to repeat it to Dave, because Dave forgets that every other 30 seconds. The source of Jesus' great joy is his absolute trust in the Father's plan. He trusted in the sovereign Lord of all. Not even the rejection of his own people would thwart the ultimate purposes of God. The sophisticated religious leaders and the wise and the learned who rejected him did not see what the ordinary person saw. Jesus would face even harder times when it was leading up to the crucifixion, but in every circumstance, he knew he could trust in his Father's plan. Indeed, he found great joy in the midst of hardship. Makes you think of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3, where it says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame." He knew what was coming. He knew he could trust in his Father's plan. Indeed, he found great joy in the midst of that hardship. And right now, for a lot of people, life's kind of weird. It's kind of tough. It's kind of hard. Things aren't going according to most of our plans. All right? If you thought I was going to be doing my 20th show in a row out of my study in my house in Fayette, Texas, you're wrong. Through a phone yet. And the threat of a virus and changing our entire routines has people battling fear and anxiety and dramatic changes in lifestyles and routines. It's true. But Jesus understands that the world is often forced to rethink its priorities, and we're forced to rethink our priorities. But look what Jesus showed us, how to find joy in hard times. The story ends with Jesus reaching out and comforting his followers. After this happened, he said to the people around him, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." He takes what is a rejection and an indifference and a neglect, and he lifts up his after he proclaims and goes, "You guys, man, you are just so blowing it." But then he acknowledges the Father and gives glory to the Father's plan. And then he turns to the people right next to him and he goes, "Hey, if you're overburdened, come to me. I'm going to help you. I'm going to get you through. And the religious leaders and the people that were indifferent and the people that neglected him and the people that rejected him, they never got it. They didn't get it. But you are a child of the Most High God. You're sitting there listening to a radio show at 2:30 in the afternoon in Texas while the world seems to be screaming and freaking out, and you're hearing about Jesus. And you want to be, just like I want to be, one of those people that think, if I was there in the time of Jesus and he was walking, I'd be hanging out. I'd be walking with him. I'd be following. I might not be one of the 12, but I'd be in the crowd. In the midst of the hardest times, the source of our greatest joy is having an absolute trust in the Father's plan. He knows exactly what he's doing and exactly what's taking place. Nothing catching God off guard. He didn't lose your file. He didn't misplace you. He's got it covered. And our trust in his plan gives us a joy to put up with all the minutiae. Just the reality check. So have confidence that the Father is at work in you, through you, and to you. Okay? All right, the answer, by the way, for the trivia question, the golden calf. Right? The golden calf. That's the answer to the trivia question. Okay, we're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back for our final segment. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. It may be false,
but it feels the same. Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, "Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men." Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Sometimes welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us just to say hi, just to text and say, hi, Dave, how you doing? 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Our website, hemustincrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org, got the new interview up there. We have audio, we have video, we have different things up there. I think we've even put together a way where you can put together and assemble an entire car piece by piece, starting with a toothpick. It might be somewhere there on the website. Also, email David@HeMustIncrease.org. David@HeMustIncrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now, let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in and around the Dallas, Texas area and the Fort Worth area and all over Denton and all over everywhere. I mean, they're everywhere in Texas. Just the easiest way to put it. Bottom line, Mr. Restore. Our good friend Clint, we love these people. They're wonderful people. Great brother in the Lord. Listen, if you've got any water damage or fire damage or smoke damage or wind damage or flood damage, they will help you. Sewage removal, any restoration services at all. They offer a 24/7 emergency service. They have free evaluations. They have great drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB, family-owned and operated. They respond within 60 minutes. Pretty fast, and over 50 years of experience and thousands of happy customers. You have to love that. MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. You can also connect to them through our website, HeMustIncrease.org, or you can call them directly at 877-631-7576, 877-631-7576. Please, 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 don't forget they are connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, which is helping people that have men and women who have severed limbs, one, two, three, or four severed limbs, and these people, it's easy to lose hope. It's easy to lose drive. Well, Mr. Restore supports the Adaptive Training Foundation, and the Adaptive Training Foundation gives these people drive, hope, vision, purpose, and a methodology to come back to life. And we think that's awesome. That's how we say that. Okay? All right. All right, as you know, this is our close on the Day of Ray, and I'm not getting paid by Ray to do this, and Ray doesn't even have any idea that I'm doing this. This is from Ray Bentley. He's the senior pastor of Maranatha Chapel. I know he's got his devotional book for sale, but I've never actually gotten the information, so I'm hoping that when I connect with him next, I can get him to send me a copy. But his devotions are just some of the best personalized individual material I've read. This is the fourth one we're doing, and they're all good, all solid material. Here's the question: where do we find true happiness? Aha! Where do we find true happiness? This comes out of Hebrews 11, 14 through 15. They seek a homeland, and truly, if they had been called to mind, or if they had called to mind the country from which they came out of, they would have had opportunity to return. Let me say it again. They seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they came out, they would have had opportunity to return. It is our human nature. Uh-oh. We try hard to create a heaven on earth. How true is that statement right there? We try hard to create a heaven on earth. That's so true. But we are often disappointed and unhappy. Back to our buddy Abe. When Abraham and his wife Sarah set out on their great adventure, following God into the unknown, Genesis 12, their lives became devoted to seeking a spiritual homeland where God would be at home in their hearts, and they would be at home with their Lord. That is so good, folks. I'm telling you. Listen, where God would be at home in their hearts, and they would be at home with the Lord, with their Lord. They're like at home because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And in this life, true happiness comes not from arriving, but heading in the right direction, which is seeking and pursuing God's will. That's how you get there. True happiness is not, I've arrived. You don't arrive on this side. It's continually moving forward in the right direction as we seek and pursue God. You heard me say the other day that you should get A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God so that you understand the passion to hunger after God, to recognize that what we have here is just not enough, but to be in his presence is everything. And that's what heaven is going to be all about. Ray continues to write, leaving the past behind and pressing ahead takes faith. Many of us don't walk by faith because the past keeps dragging us backward. Abuse, pain, grief, childhood memories. Doesn't this sound familiar? Abuse, pain, grief, childhood memories, bitterness, false securities. They can turn the past into an obsession. People look back in their hearts and they think, oh, it was so great then, when it wasn't that great. In fact, the children of Israel and their hearts turned back to Egypt. They forgot that they were slaves there. 2 Corinthians 5:17 promises, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. If you're struggling with the past, there may be one of two things that you really do need to do. And that is forgive someone, here you go, or allow yourself to be forgiven. Both of those points are excellent. We either need to forgive someone or allow ourselves to be forgiven. If you need help in reaching these goals, seek wise counsel, pray to God for help, to help you realize that your past can be healed and washed clean by the blood of Jesus, and don't be afraid to move forward seeking the homeland God has for you and live in the adventure called life that God has in store for you. Let God bless you with power through His Holy Spirit to realize the blessings He has for you in His beloved, and you being His beloved son or daughter. He then quotes and closes it out with Philippians 3.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore.
Okay, sorry, I had to hiccup. And then a little burp. Excuse me. Anyway, here's what he says in Philippians 3, 13 through 14. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. One thing we got to do is let go of what was and move forward to what is and recognize that what is moving forward towards God. And so sometimes what we do is we hold ourselves against a wall and we don't forgive somebody, kind of creates a bitterness, or we don't forgive ourselves and it creates a great disappointment. You know what you got to do? You got to take that piece of paper, crinkle it up, put it over the trash basket, and let it go. And then the Holy Spirit working in us through the truth because of the cross, God enables us to move forward and not backwards so that we can find true happiness, which is seeking and pursuing God's will. And you know when you're done? You'll know when you're done. The fact that you even have to ask it tells you you're not done. That's what it tells you. What it means is that that which is lies ahead, until we are in that place and dancing in streets of gold and having a great old feast, we have not found our place. But we will continue to seek and pursue the will of God. Okay? All right. Awesome. These are all devotionals from Ray, just a little out of the book, and we really appreciate that he shares these with us, and it's a great thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we're coming back with Expository Thursday. We'll talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.